Part two, relationship empathy as a vital ingredient for lasting partnerships. Hi, this is Deborah Neal again. In part one of this blog series, a compelling invitation was offered to you. As a partner who wants to make your love last, be willing, open, and ready to consider more of your partner's perspective. For the curious person, here is more research-based data from the book Loving Kindness by author Dr. William Miller. He offers, quote, "A second component of empathy is a skill, the ability to accurately understand other people and perceive the world through their eyes. You may be able to imagine what someone else might be feeling or thinking at a particular moment, as in watching a movie, but the skill of empathy goes far beyond imagination by seeking to get it right, to correctly understand at least part of what your partner is actually experiencing. All of us are born with an intuitive ability to sense what others are feeling or thinking. And somewhere along the way, it may get lost. In my experience as a couples therapist and working with couples in conflict, unfortunately, I often hear one person state, I am so tired and burned out of trying to be patient and have any empathy for my partner. Or, I simply stopped caring years ago. Remember, it's never too late to want more from your committed relationship or marriage. Move past the mundane, robotic, day-to-day routine toward deeper and more vibrant connection. You too can have more workability, possibilities, and freedom within your relationship experience. To begin with, it only takes one of you to make the decision that you want more. You want the desire to care if you ask yourself more deeply on the inside, though you don't at this moment. And yes, I know some of you at this moment might say, well, I'm not even sure if I want to. Just take a moment and pretend. And those of you who really want to, just go ahead and allow your mind and your spirit to just begin. In your mind's eye, you're already on board and looking forward to change things so that there is a forward path to make your partnership or marriage work better. Consider you want to know more about your partner's internal experience. See the possibilities as you think about the ideal relationship with your partner. You're laughing more. You're talking with more ease and comfort, and you're both motivated, willing, and interested to hear, understand, and respect one another. Here are a few tips, actually, a few baby steps that you can consider. Number one, listen closely, be patient, and just listen to your partner's words, thoughts, and emotions. Ask, how are you feeling right now? I really want to know. Or, I'm curious about what's going on in your head. Might you be willing to share? And number three, this is huge. Avoid judgmental or defensive comments like, there's no reason for you to feel scared. There's no reason for you to feel unloved or unappreciated. There's no reason for you to feel alone. When your partner shares how they think or feel, it's crucial to avoid the number one killer, and that is to judge or be defensive. Practice, practice, practice. The few above steps may seem very simple, elementary, but with practice, 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 think it's like developing your ab or your glute muscles, that you are training your muscles and your mind to keep going through the discomfort. To close, just know that a vital relationship ingredient is empathy, and it has two components. Number one element, empathy is internal and motivational. It's the desire to understand someone else's perspective and experience. And yes, you can cultivate that desire. And remember, naturally, people will vary in that desire to understand their partner's perspective. The second component of empathy is a skill, the ability to accurately understand your partner and perceive the world through their eyes. Decades of evidence-based science and applied outcomes tell us about the practice of accurate empathy as a vital, powerful connection to vitality and keeping your partnership alive. Yes, I'm Deborah Neal with Pathways to Empowerment.